Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host, I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I have to tell you, it feels so good to break or to wake up and get started on the show here and have such a kind comment come in. So thank you. Thanks very much. It was a great 28-year run. Just to hear you say that makes me really feel good. As far as the afterlife after the Bureau, it's so interesting because, you know, I've seen it all. I mean, so many people go into a depression. So many people take their lives. So many people just don't know what to do. And I was always so driven after I retired to teach self-defense specifically because of what happened to me when I was young. And then also to have this fall in my lap, this kind of, which I never would have thought of. And I really thank my friend, Steve Gomez, who was a contributor at ABC Forever, who kind of was the one who pushed me in this direction. And of course, News Nation, Brian Enten, for their support and guidance and stuff. So it's been great because it's a way to sort of try to contribute from this side of the curtain, yet not have miss so much, right? I have a little, when I retired, I had a kindergartner. And so anyway, I just wanted to thank you so much for this comment, Jersey Dolphins. So I appreciate it. I really want to break into what we're going to talk about today. And I think it's really important. There's a lot of people have talked about the Ring on Porch Guy, but something, and I really want to thank my team because they are a huge part of bringing these photos so perfectly. And I'm going to bring up another point soon about that. But I want you to take a look at a couple of things. First of all, something that no one has reported on. I'm going to show you that in a second. But I want you to take a look at this. Do you see that down there? Do you see that on the bottom side of the hand there? That to me looks like a watch. Could it be an Apple smartwatch? Definitely could. But it looks like a watch to me, and I haven't heard anyone else discuss this. Let me give you another vantage. I didn't want to circle and have, you know, things pointing. I wanted you all to be able to see it sort of with your own eyes. Again, this is nothing that has been enhanced. It slowed down and then basically zoomed in on. But the reason this is so important, I think, is particularly after an arrest has been made. What does he wear? Does he wear a watch? Could this be some other clasp to something else beside a watch? And I'm going to get into that a little bit further. But if you look, there's definitely something being concealed on the underside of his hand. I don't want to necessarily say that's a watch, and I'll talk about that too. But there's something clasp here that could be part of some sort of bracelet or something. But where this becomes important, unless he gets rid of it, is after arrest, they're going to look for this. What did he wear? And I want to show you this. Appears this is going to be his right hand, not his left hand. So what is it that appears there? Is that actually a watch? I'll tell you what, if it is a watch, then my friend Drunk Turkey is going to be spot on, likely, with his assessment that the perpetrator is left-handed. I see him as right-handed because of how he positions his holster. I see him as right-handed because how he uses his right hand extremely dominantly throughout this whole process. If this is a watch, if this is a watch, then that would lend to Drunk Turkey's opinion that he's right-handed or left-handed. I don't think he is. This could be a number of things, but it's definitely a band with a clasp, everyone. And I find that very interesting here. Very important. I haven't heard anybody else, you know, talking about this. And of course, if it is a watch, if it is a watch band, he would most likely be left-handed. Again, my huge issue with this is how he carries his gun. I also want to add this up onto the stage now that we're kind of talking about it here. Sorry. Get up on the stage. Here we go. Hopefully you can see this. Hopefully it's dark enough. Don't worry, I've got this on reel. My team did a great job putting this together. I wanted to show the up close version of these, this ivy that he pulled. And again, I'm very, very convinced, that he pulled this for a reason that wasn't planned. If you watch him, he goes up to that Nest camera and he can't get it off, I believe, because it's so slippery. For those of you who have one, check it out. It's slippery and it is so, so attached by the screws and so on that are used. So it's not easy at all. And you can see how gigantic those gloves are. And I think he couldn't grasp it. And then he appears to use both hands to grasp it. But when you look at this, and I'm going to play it one more time, I want you to see how he holds really with his right hand. See, and then he uses his left hand. So typically I know when I grab something, for instance, when I'm weeding, I'm a gardener, you guys all know that. When I do that, I grab with my right hand and then I use my left hand to throw it in the bag or, you know, whatever. But I use my right hand. I'm very, very predominantly right-handed, but you all know your strong hand is what would pull, your strong hand is what would grasp. And so, this is something I found very interesting, that his right hand really dominates this landscape as well. And again, very, very much convinced did this not plan to pull that, but did it out of necessity. And again, that plant matter, let me see if I can get it up here without being too annoying with my clicking, everyone. I want to show the picture of the door where the holder, essentially, of the Nest camera. I talk about it a lot. I haven't showed it a lot. Sorry for any clicking going on. There's got to be a better way. But nevertheless, I want to show you this holder of the plant, because you're going to see that he wasn't just waving it. Initially, I think a lot of us thought, oh, he pulled that. He was trying to wave and get attention. That isn't what he's doing. He uses it very specifically to pull off the ring camera. And where we can see this is because the plant matter is actually embedded or stuck where that Nest camera was. So if he were just waving it around or using it, some people say using it as some sort of symbol, which again, that really isn't an Occam's razor type thought process for me. Usually people do things with purpose. And although some have symbolism they like to use, but you don't really want to use symbolism in this case. I think he used it for a very, very specific purpose. I'm having trouble finding this one picture that I want to find where you can close up. Ooh, that's part of it. But that one doesn't show the plant matter. It's too much on a wide frame. Doggone it. Well, folks, I wasn't planning on showing it, but I thought it would be useful. But basically, you can see the holder of the Nest camera, there literally this ivy is stuck inside of it. And you can also see in the film where he takes both hands and covers everything up and I believe uses it to grab that. So I think it was very purposeful, but nothing he planned on. I think he thought he could grab it and he just wasn't able to. So he turns around very unplanned and goes and gets that ivy. And I believe it was for that specific reason. Again, folks, I'm so sorry. I can't find that picture. I have it and I love that picture. I've showed it to y'all before, I believe, but nevertheless, I think that's the purpose. So as far as that band, though, and again, nobody has talked about that, and that's why I wanted to bring it up for y'all. That band that is on his hand, I believe that to be the right hand, is very interesting because it could be a watch and it could be some other kind of band. I'm just not sure. But it definitely exists. And again, I apologize. I can't, of course, when you're looking for something, that's when you can't find it. I have all these others in my library for today, and I did not pull that one up here. But you see that band? Could that be a watch? If it's a watch, he's left-handed. But if it's not, it's some sort of wrist, you know, bracelet or something he has around his wrist there. So really important detail. It's important for later, though. And it can be important for now because it's just one more clue. What do people need to be looking at? They need to be looking at how he was dressed, Walmart, the shoes, all of these details. All of these details, somebody should recognize them. Now, I want to bring this up, and I want to show you in succession. Do you see here how something has his attention? You see, he's looking. Now, could it have been a javelina? Something like that. Possibly. But when you look at this, it almost looks like he is looking back at someone. Someone has his attention. This is a long time. He's looking, you know, toward the side, as you can see. And what's he looking at? Is he communicating with somebody? Something is going on there. And I think it's something significant. Is it possible he thought he heard something, a javelina or something like that? It's possible. But this attention that he gives over to the left, is I find very interesting. Now, I want you to denote too in these pictures, this one shows you. See, this is a right-handed holster. There is no chance that somebody lefty would reach across their body like that. You would have to contort your wrist. There's no way you would be able to handle a gun quickly or efficiently. You'd probably drop it. Quite frankly, I really want to show you on here how you couldn't do that. But I know if I did that, even if I had a fake gun, I don't want to get, you know, the channel in trouble. But it's a javelina, by the way, is a pig. They have wild hogs or pigs they call javelina. And I've got a great picture of one that was taken. That was taken at Nancy's house. I've got multiple pictures. And that's possible. It could be the dog barking. I don't know if that neighbor was on this side or the other side. It's hard for me to tell, but can you tell here something really has his attention? Because how often do you take stairs and not paying attention, right? Something has his attention. There is no chance that he's just looking off there for this period of time. And particularly, I want to show you here, particularly as he's taking a step. He is still distracted. Now, could it be Javelina? Yes. Could it be possibly a dog barking? Yes, could be. Remember how far apart these houses are, and I don't know exactly where the orientation of the house where they barked at, but boy, he's looking at someone. He's very focused. He's looking all the way back, like his head is completely turned here.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, I've had a lot of people say that you could see the make out of a car behind him, sort of straight behind him. And I got to tell you, when you look at these close-ups, you really can see that. It's really something. I'm not convinced yet, but you can see back basically behind his left shoulder and left where his tricep would be. There is definitely the outline of what appears to be a car. This is the problem. When you have all these shadows and things, it's just so difficult for me to make that assessment with any assurity. These things I can point out and I feel very sure about. I feel very sure that he has either some sort of watch or some sort of bracelet that he has on. I'm convinced of that. As you can see here, that's the outline of, as I said, a watch or one of those black, dark colored, and we don't even know, it could just be dark colored, it could be dark maroon, but a black sort of wrist bracelet something. It could also be a watch. If it's a watch, that means he's a lefty in my opinion. But if it's a watch, it makes no sense why you would have this set up to be a right-handed draw. You physically cannot left-hand draw. And I know some people want to give him a lot of credit. Oh, he did that to fool everybody that he's right-handed. Maybe. I just can't give Porch Guy quite that much credit. For instance, one of the main things I noticed with Porch Guy is why in the world, when you were in a, and he knew it was, an area where you cannot have porch lights on, you can't have floodlights, you can't have lights, right? It's a light pollution guarded area. I've talked about how I've lived in one. I'm sure some of you might have. It's pitch dark there. Why would he choose to go when there's a full moon? You know, there's a full moon right now, maybe not in Arizona, but there's certainly, it's almost full in Arizona, but basically in the United States right now, it's pretty much a full moon. And you can see, even if you live in a city or even if you live in an area that isn't light pollution protected, it's really amazing as to how luminescent, how much light is shined on. I couldn't believe it yesterday, and I'm not now where I'm at is not light protected. And that full moon still was just like very, very bright. That wasn't bright of him. That wasn't good planning. So I really believe that that was a flaw in this plan, a flaw in his plan. So while I do give him some credit, a flaw was doing the full moon, because I think we would even see less. But you can make out a lot back here. And I tell you what, I'm going to talk more later about the ring. I'm going to talk more about the tattoo. I'm going to talk more about this possible vehicle. But what I can make out is this. This is something that's either a bracelet or a watch. I feel very confident about that. And again, one of the main points I want to bring up here is the disgust I have that the FBI will not show the enhanced imagery they have. because they have it. The first thing I did when I had an image like this is I sent it to Quantico and I sent it to the lab and I said, please adjust your light settings, do whatever you do, work your magic so I can either see a tag or I can see a more specific outline of what I'm looking at. And they do it and it's so amazing. So amazing. And they're not releasing that to us. There's also some ways to make things color. I mean, they know what the items are he has, so they could certainly put all his clothes and everything in color. They can put his mask in color. Why not give us colored images? Images where more people might recognize him. Why not put Spanish on those billboards? I mean, the dude looks Spanish, guys. It's so interesting. I was just at this graduation gathering for a friend of my son's. And what's very interesting is that the people there, there were some of the people there, and they were Puerto Rican. And as I've said, I'm Puerto Rican and half my family is there, more than half. And it's amazing. They don't do this. This just isn't part of our particular culture in my, you know, family members. But oh my gosh, you guys, you would not believe all the men there that have perfectly groomed. I guess they don't like the big, they're worried about unibrow, whatever. And they groom them. And that is what I see with Portugal. I've said that from day one. This seems to be Hispanic or possibly even Italian, because Italians, some Italians do that also. Very groomed brows. And this just adds to it. So we know all of that. Yes, I was adopted. It's my actual, my biological. I found all my biologicals when I was 27. So yes, it's my biological, folks, my unbiological, no, they're as, German, Swedish as you could imagine, but nevertheless, this is something that we can add to our list of items that make him unique. Was he looking at somebody here, guys? Gosh, it looks like, you know how you wrench your neck when somebody says, hey, Jen, I go like that. But then it continues. See, it continues. He's still even looking in that direction as he's taking a step. This seems like something more than just a dog barking. Maybe not. Like I said, it could be a javelina. But something has his attention there. And then I want to add to it this, and I pointed this out a long time ago. A long time ago. And that is what I believe this to be is an antenna, right? That's an antenna from a two-way radio. I don't believe that's a scanner antenna. I don't believe, I'm 1,000%, I'm not even not believing. That is not a scanner, or I'm sorry, a scrambler, anything to scramble a signal, okay? So this is a antenna that I believe is sticking up. And I looked at different, and I'm going to bring that up. I looked at different devices that were two-way radios. Two-way radios are walkie-talkies. They're just by a different name. Let me see here. Two-way radios are walkie-talkies. And it's the perfect way to communicate without using cell coverage so that you can't be found. In other words, geofencing, there's nothing going to work to track you there if you don't have a cell phone there. And yet you can communicate simply with a squelch by pressing the button that you can speak through. You could speak that way, but also you can just use squelch sounds. You can have that predetermined. One is yes, two is no, whatever it might be. But remember, he's so comfortable. Like, he knows nobody is out there. The whole time he's on that porch, he's lackadaisical. He's not in any hurry. Could that be because he knows somebody has his six, you know, his back? Somebody's watching over him. He's not concerned at all. He's been there before, so he has a comfort level. You know, does he have a familiarization with that house in another way? Oh, gosh, well, I was looking for this other. I found this, so let me put this up. You see that plant matter right here in the top left? Check that out. Check that out. He wasn't just waving it. He absolutely used force. And those, that ivy, that plant matter was caught in those ridges there. He used that, in my belief, and he had to have two hands to rip that off. And I know for all of you who have had or have Ring cameras or Nest cameras, they don't come off easy. Like, I was trying to think how I could even get mine off. You know, you would just have to break the area where the screw is, because screw's not coming out. So you would literally have to break the plastic that the screw on the other side that's holding it on. And I can put up here really quickly the, I'm going to put what he does with this ivy. This I can get through pretty quick because I have far fewer videos than I have. I have a huge overall library for this case in here. And then I have to bring it down to only 10 images when I do a live, which is really frustrating. All right, so take a look at this. You see, once he gets it, watch him. So that's with his left hand. And then I think his right hand. And then it goes right over. I think, we can't see, but I think what he does is uses that to grab. And again, more than anything, I base that on this, that plant matter being stuck in there. So this wasn't just going like this or trying to, you know, listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate the, you know, guesses in terms of, you know, that could be some sort of sign. I've visited all these possibilities, right? Because we have the picture of both Annie and Savannah playing in that ivy. And I've showed it many, many times. I've got a whole video clip of it, of them playing with Nancy and everything in that ivy. And certainly talked about when I did my non-Occam's razor view of this case, that, you know, somebody who knows them, somebody who built up a hatred, and then yeah, that ivy signified the house and what they played with. I try to present all different angles for people to consider, but that's not what I believe happened. I truly believe, and I'm going to add another one to this stage. If I can get rid of another one, I can add one. I want to also add to the stage this one, because it really shows, and this is the main one that came out, it really shows how impromptu him going and getting those weeds were, or ivy. It doesn't signify to me, let me see, I hope this is the right one. Watch this again. Right hand, dominant hand to me, up. Left hand is doing something, but remember that camera is up higher. I always thought that was grabbing toward the doorknob. I'm not sure yet. Then he goes back and he's like looking around. Oh yeah, let me grab these. This might help me. This might aid me. So I don't think there's any chance he purposefully planned to do that, because if you did, you would do that on your way in if that was your plan. So I found that interesting as well. So when you add this all up, when you add up the distractive nature of this, of him looking over there, even when he's stepping up, almost like he's communicating. See, I can't say for sure. We can't say for sure, but it makes a lot of sense to point out that somebody else, an accomplice, was there with him.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like I said, especially you're taking those steps up. You don't want to misstep. Very interesting. The other thing is, of course, you don't need a two-way talkie if you're not talking to anyone. You don't need it. There just has to be an accomplice. Kung Fu Panda, yes, I'll address this. I've addressed it before, but I want to address it again because I know different people are in different lives at different times. But this card was left after the event. Apparently, anytime there is a elderly person in this county that goes missing or there's some sort of issue, they leave this card as a note to say, hey, listen, because, of course, they think they're going to be back. Give me a call. We're checking in on you to make sure everything's okay. So it's adult protective services, not just because somebody's being abused or anything, but they're adult protective services. They're looking out for them. So in any event, that's what that card was about. So again, to me, what is new here that I'm showing you today that I haven't heard anybody talk about is this, the attention that grabs him for an extended period of time relative to the amount of time he was out there, right? Something's grabbing his attention. And this is for sure new that nobody's talked about. And that is a possible watch or other type of band. Other type of band around his wrist. So, nevertheless, those were the main things I wanted to point out. Oh, yeah, I was going to point out. So this is the picture that to me is a antenna, and I want to show you, and that would explain again why it's not working, why the geofence, although I'm going to have a show on that, geofencing. So Monday, I have to put off that show I have to get a hold of my guest. I've been trying to reach her, and we're going to put that show off hopefully to Tuesday at 10. I'm hoping that works with her schedule. On Wednesday, we're having a show about Anaya Blanchard. I don't know if you remember her. We'll talk all about it. I'll set up the stage for exactly what that case is about. But it's really to drive home the fact that so many people who commit horrific crimes are let out again, again, and again until they finally murder, right? People, I'm talking about violent offenders that commit sexual assaults, that commit batteries, that commit armed robberies. It's only a matter of time until that behavior escalates. And yet judges keep letting them out with these minor sentences. So that's the overarching theme of why that case has become very important. I've covered it from the beginning. We're going to have Anaya, who is the victim. We're going to have her mother on. And I'm really excited to have her on. We talk a lot about how people who lose a child, I don't know how they do it. I also need to have Gabby Petito's mom on. I just love her. Both of her moms. Maybe they'll both come on. Because it's just, I think, important as a victim advocate channel to bring up these cases and to make you all aware of the new laws that have come on after that. So that's going to be Wednesday. I'm hoping Tuesday we have a person who does this on a daily basis now, not a person who's retired, but basically a person who does this on every day, genetic genealogy and that analysis. And I'm so glad we were on a special that was done. And that's where I met her. And I have her all set up for Monday, but I've had something come up on Monday. So I'm hoping to do that Tuesday. Our Monday night show will be late, probably about 10 o'clock. Our 10 o'clock show did amazing. So I was happy to see that. Maybe it was just partially because, of course, Drunk Turkey was on. I love having guests on because it helps flesh out a lot of the information. Again, and another thing, I was trying to think of this right and left-handedness. This is in his right pocket. Again, most of the time, you are going to want to have the items you're going to use in an operation on your strong side. Walkie-talkie, gun to handle. But where we, and I'm giving my team so much credit for this, for being able to pull up these stills. Look at that. That is either a watch or a bracelet. And I know nobody's talking about it. So it's just one more piece. I don't think that that's a tattoo. That to me looks like a band, part of a band. That's what I'm seeing here. So that's where we're at there. Tomorrow night, we will have likely a 9 or 10 o'clock show. I'll put it out. And I know for my East Coasters, you guys are like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to stay awake. So we might do a 9 o'clock, might be a little bit better, but 10 o'clock is kind of my plan right now. And for that show, I'm going to talk about geofencing, because do you remember some very interesting legislation about geofencing that's out in the ether? So anyway, we're going to see. But let me go ahead while we have a few minutes. It's 11:16. Let me go ahead and answer about some questions here. Yeah, a lot of people think it's a watch. It sure looks like a watch to me. 10 p.m. is a great time. Yeah, I like 10. I tell you, and we have such a nice audience here. Look, this is how I look at it. I love the comments you all make amongst each other. And it's so great to see this interaction and someplace to go to discuss this case in a factual type manner here. Let me just start up at the top and see if there was anything. Again, thank you, Jersey, for the super kind comments and everyone else who talked about it too. Yeah, it's so funny, Aristocrat. It for sure is the Las Vegas, it's CrimeCon, so it's at a different place every year. Having been there, look, it's where true crimers, people interested in true crime, can intersect with some of the personalities they see on mainstream media and on social media. And it's a party. What can I tell you? That's the gist of it. Let me just make sure. What is this? Ted is suffering the death of a loved one. I'm so sorry for him. And that he used alcohol to try to show he was fun and okay. I don't know who Ted is, but I'm sorry about that. Let me see. Talking about Ted and drinking. Let's see anything else? I'm not seeing anything else particularly pertaining to kind of these new factual items. Let me go to the bottom now and see if anything new has come on. I don't think this is a band to hold the gloves on, although I love this picture because it shows what we've talked about these gloves are just too darn big for his hand. There is no chance that when you're wearing a nitrile glove, this is not how they fit. They should fit skin tight so you can feel and you can manipulate. So it's very interesting. Let me see. Let me see. If there's anything else about the things we were discussing. Yeah, you know, I know people still blame the family. They want to say Savannah is behind this. You know, we have somebody in here thinking Savannah is behind this. I don't think the family is behind it. They've been cleared, and I've gone in depth. If you want to take a look back and then make a comment, I'll take a look. But I've gone in depth about each family member. Everyone, we did one show on each person. And then we also did a show on Tommaso Cioni's and Tommaso Cioni, his associates and things. And could that be a clue? Meaning, is it somebody affiliated with the family that could have done this? It's possible, but it also could be much more sophisticated than that. And Mope could just be a mope. That was supposed to do this crime. You know, certainly those are the two thought processes, right? This was an act of vengeance. This was an act of somebody close to him, whether it be family or whether it be a close friend or whether it be a worker, that this was all about that. That this is nothing more sophisticated than that. And then that same person, did the Gransom notes. That's what a lot of people believe. I think this is an interesting question here. Pug's hair glitter. Jen, if that's a wash, could it indicate working with one another? I mean, there's so many different types of bands that people can have on their arms. It's just hard to tell from this whether it is a watch. I don't think we can say that definitively, that it's a watch. I don't think we can say it definitively that it's not a watch. What we can say definitively is he has a band around his right hand. That's what we can see. That's what we can see. I also did a session on Savannah's husband and one on Savannah's ex-husband. So if you have any questions about them, it's a pretty deep dive about each of them. And at the end of the day, I'll say it one more time. If you are a caregiver, right? If you are a caregiver, like Annie and Tommaso were, their mom, 84 years old, struggling again, struggling but able to make it in a home. Just think how many people at that age where they're having health issues, where they're struggling walking, where they have to have a cane so people are worried about them falling. You know, how many times does the family say, you've got to go into a home of some sort? And they're very nice now and they're all different levels of care, right? So it's possible, it's more than possible, it's probable that, you know, most families make that decision. Look at what they did, though. They didn't do that. They had dinner with her. They did mahjong with her. If they wanted to take her out, they had every opportunity to not set up this big, sophisticated, staged ordeal. Doesn't make any sense. And to me, it doesn't make any sense that anybody who had beef with her would hire somebody and stage all of this. I don't believe the staging. I don't believe it. It makes no sense to me. If I end up being wrong, I'll take the hit. But all I can go with are the facts that we know and the experience I have. Throw that all together. And so, anyway. All right, guys, this is your new fact you have right there. I don't think that's a tattoo. I think that's a band. That's what I'm seeing. I think he saw something or was talking to somebody. It just seems like he's engaged with somebody. And then I think he used that shrubbery to yank off that camera. Because last minute, he did not realize how hard it was going to be to grab it. And I that's just too big of a distance for me to think the left hand was grabbing. But maybe the left hand was. And then finally, why do you need a two-way radio if you don't have anybody there? So, all right, everyone, you've been fantastic to come spend part of your Sunday with me. I'm going to get back to work. My work deadlines are becoming horrible. In any event, I just want to thank each of you and the mods especially. And until next time, everyone, may justice be served. Keep searching for facts. Keep searching for facts.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.